Akinalak, Reb Shimon said, in Tiveria we got a big help and a refuah shlema, and we got a good thing from the place called Tiveria. Let's, as a thank you, find out what can we do to help the people of Tiveria. Let's do something good back to the place and see what can we do in order to help, if there's any problem or anything that we do to help out over here. And they went to the people of Tiveria and they say, does anything need a fixing, a tikkun? Is there anything we could help with? And the people thought to themselves and they said, we have here a big tzaddik, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. What could he help us with that is a thing for a tzaddik to help us with? And right away they knew what to ask for. There was something over there that was a problem, and you couldn't get a regular person to fix it. You'll see what it is in a minute. And Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is the one that could maybe help with this special problem. The people of Tiveria said to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, we have a problem. If you could help us with it, we would like be very happy. If you can help us with our problem, we'll be very happy. And that is, there's a field. In the field, there is no road to go through the field. The only road is around the field. It's a very long road. If we could make a road through the field, it would be much shorter to get from one side of the field to the other side of the field. But we can't make a road in the middle of the field. Because the Kohanim would not be able to go on the road. And even the people that go through the field and they make like their own way through the field, the Kohanim cannot go that way. The Kohanim have to go around. And the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, why? Well, some people say there might be dead people buried in the field, that a long time ago there was a basic forest there. There was a place where they buried dead people. But since it was so long ago, the stones have disappeared and you don't know exactly if there's a dead person or not, or where he is. And we know that a Kohen is not allowed to walk over the place that there's a dead person. There are many halachas about the Kohanim not being able to be close or near or in the same building or over a kever. So, we're not sure. Some people say, yes, it's true, there work for him there, and some people say not, we're not sure. So since the Kohanim are afraid, they shouldn't become tamei, they have to go all the way around. Now, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, he said, bring to me the oldest man in Tiveria. And they brought him the oldest man in Tiveria, a very, very old man. And Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says, do you remember ever that any Kohen, like a big Talmud Chacham or a big Tzaddik, did he go out in the field? And the old man says, yes, I remember a long time ago, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he went in that field, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a Kohen. He was the end of the second base of Mikdash. He went in the field, and he planted turmesine. There's a certain kind of vegetable called turmesine. I don't think we ever had it for lunch in yeshiva. It would take too long to cook. The cook would have to wake up very early in the morning to cook that. You know why? Because you have to cook it 7 times. You have to cook it once, it's still not ready. You have to cook it again, you have to cook it again. And, you know, I don't know if the cooks want to do so much cooking before they get lunch. Unless, of course, you boys will ask for turmesine, maybe they'll give it to you. And if Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went into the field and he planted turmesine, and the old man says, In fact, I think they were truma. Truma is a special food that the Kohanim eat. Oh, very interesting. So there was a Kohen who went out on the field. That might be a sign that you could go into the field. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a big tzaddik. Maybe he knew exactly where in the field to go. But what about the rest of the field? They weren't sure. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said to the people, bring me a bag of tourmaline. They brought him a bag of tourmaline. He went out in the field and he started throwing tourmaline, these vegetables, all over the field. A very interesting, strange, unusual thing started to happen. Different places in the field, the dirt started to rise up in a pile, and the pile was a little bit long, like a person. When Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai saw a pile go up, he said, over here, under this pile, is a dead person. Put a ring of rocks around the pile of dirt, and we'll know this is a kever. So this place, of course, the Kohanim will have to go away from. But the rest of the place is clear. And he threw more tourmaline on the field. All of a sudden, in a certain place, comes up another pile of dirt that's shaped like a person. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, over here, this is also a kever. Let's mark it with a ring of stones. And he makes a ring of stones. The people put the stones down. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, wherever there's a ring of stones, this is where a kohen should not go. Wherever it's clear, the kohenim can go, because there's nothing under there to be afraid of. And the people were talking, oy, such a halik at tzaddik as Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. He knew exactly what to do, and he knows how to do these very, very special things that nobody else could do. Why could he do such a thing? Oh, because he's so halik. He learned in the cave for 13 years. He learned Torah. He's such a halik a person. Akinalach, amongst the crowd of people was a certain troublemaker. He did not believe, Kinalach, in Ruach HaKodesh and Tzaddikim and Helikait. He didn't believe in these things, Kinalach. Unfortunately, he had a Yetzirah that made him say, nobody can do such things. There's no such thing like this. This is some kind of a trick. Nah. Why should the people get so excited about Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai? Who knows? Maybe it's just some kind of, who knows what it is. It's not anything. And he was a troublemaker. And he was thinking in his head of a certain trick and a plan that should make it look like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai did not do anything special. Which, by the way, there's a certain Yetzihara called Amalek. A person sees a nest. Oi, it's so special. He gets so excited. And somebody else says, it's nothing. Don't get so excited. It's not a big nest. It's just nothing. This is, Kinalach, a coldness. This comes from Amalek. Some people are very excited. Sometimes they get too excited. That's also a Yetzihara, but it's not such a terrible thing, because at least the person is excited. He can get excited about the right things also instead of the wrong things. He can be lebedik for the right thing. There's a worse kind of a Yetzihara that's cold like ice. Very cold. This is a worse Yetzihara. This is a Malay Kinalach. He makes you very cold. Don't get excited. It's nothing. It's no big deal. This is the voice of Amalek. And we know that when Mashiach comes, the different Goyim and the different Yetziharas will be turned over and they will serve Hashem. Kenalach. Not necessarily will they just not be here. The good in them will come out and they'll go and serve Hashem even in the base of Mikdash. There is one kind of a Yetzihara and one nation that is going to be a mitzvah to get rid of completely. And it's actually a mitzvah now, but we just can't do it now. But when Mashiach comes, we are going to completely get rid of Amalek. And also in the Ein Sahara, we'll get rid of Amale completely, because this is the cold, not believing and not caring. And this troublemaker was planning a trouble. We're going on with the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He threw the Torah Messin on the field, and any place there was a cave there, any place there was a dead person that the Kohanim had to be careful of, and they couldn't go through the field on that road. A mound of dirt showed. You could see that the dead body came up right near the dirt, and it was raised up, and that meant there was a cave there. And they circled it around with what? Rocks and stones. And there was one man who did not like that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was given such covet, and everybody was so excited about Ruach HaKodesh and about the great special thing that they saw from the great tzaddik, the koiches of a great tzaddik from Hashem. He didn't like all these things. Like I told you, he had klipas amalek, cold, only what your seichel says, only what you could figure out in your head. And anything more than that, you say, no, no such thing. This is amalek. This is doubts. This is kriris kaltkeit. Okay, Kinalach, he said, I'm going to play a trick, and nobody will give special attention to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and to Hashem's Torah and Halakat Tzadikim. Now, I'm just telling you the trick because it says this in the Torah. It's not exactly so pleasant and sweet, but this is what happened. That night, when everybody was sleeping, this man got up. He went outside in the dark, and he went over to the part of the town where the real Beis HaKfarais was, where people are buried. And he dug up a caver, and he took out the body, and he carried it through the field, over to the field where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had done the special thing that day. And he dug a hole, and he put that body in the hole, and he covered it over with dirt, flat, just like it was a part of the other dirt, and you could not tell that he had done this. And then he ran back to his house, and he got back in his pajamas, and he went to sleep with a big smile on his face, laughing. What a trick. Wait till the morning comes and everybody's going to see what happens. Of course, they're not going to know it's a trick, but in this way he's going to put a stop to all this excitement about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his Ruach HaKodesh. And in the morning, Kinalach, the people are talking, of course, still about what happened the day before, about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and how he found exactly where a caver was, and the Kohanim were so excited, they can go now through the road and know exactly where to go. And all of a sudden, this man comes out and he says, oh, come on, you don't believe in this stuff, do you? It's not real. Whatever he did, maybe he made some tricks, but for sure he didn't find all the bodies there. No way. I bet you if you just go to a regular place and you dig down, you might even find something there yourself. And if you do, it means there's other bodies there that he didn't find. So the whole thing is nothing. You don't know where to go, so forget it. He didn't do anything. And the people said, no, no, you're just, what are you saying that for? He says, let's try, let's try. And they all went out to the field behind the man. He says, oh, let's pick a place to dig. Well, let's see, where should we go? Oh, let's go over here. Of course, where does he pick? Where does he pick? Who knows? Where do you think he picked? Where did he pick?
Where he put the body.
Yeah, he picked the place. You know, he's pretending. He just picked the place exactly where he put the body. Okay, let's start digging over here. Digging down. Finally, they discover a caver. Oh, look at the people said. Look what he found. Look. Yeah, look. It's a caver. Ooh. Hey, wait a minute. But this one didn't come up, and there's no stones around it. Yeah, hey, it must mean that there might be other kfarim over here that didn't come up, so the Kohenim don't know where to go. Yeah, hey, wait a minute. Kinalach, the people thought something is fishy, but they didn't know what to do about it. They said, let's call Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai comes out, and of course, right away, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai knows exactly what was going on. Because Rabbi Yishev Yochai had what, Kinalach? Ruach HaKodesh. And maybe even for this, you didn't even need Ruach HaKodesh. You just needed just to look at this man and know that something was wrong. Of course, a tzaddik can look into a person's face and see exactly what's doing with them. It's besides the point. And Kinalach, as everyone was standing there, and everybody was watching and thinking what's going to happen next, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, he said, the Elyoin, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said that the Tachtoin should go up to be the Elyoin, and the Elyoin should go down to be the Tachtoin. The one on the bottom should go up to be on top, and the one on top should be going down to be on the bottom. And of course, everybody is wondering, oh, what do those words mean? Well, Kinalach, I'll tell you what happened. The man who was lying in the caver, the dead man that the troublemaker had dug up from the caver, all of a sudden, he became alive, and he stood up, and he starts climbing out to the caver. The Tachtoin, the one on the bottom, he starts climbing up to go on top. And the troublemaker man, who had done a lot of evades and always making trouble, all of a sudden, Kinalach, he fell down into the caver, dead. It became his caver. So the one on the Elyoin, the one on the top, went down to be the Tachtoin. And they traded places, mamish. They traded places. And of course, everybody saw the greatness that had happened. And now, of course, everyone knew that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was not only a great tzaddik with Ruach HaKodesh, he could even do Tchias HaMeisim. He was such a big tzaddik. And now, all of a sudden, this man who had been dead in the caver was now alive, and he's standing there with everybody next to Shimon bar Yochai, and he says, oh, look, I'm alive again. What a surprise. What day is it? It's Erev Shabbos. Oh, Erev Shabbos. That means tonight Shabbos. Well, where should I go? I might as well go home. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, yes, you might as well go home for Shabbos. And the man says, thank you very much for what you did. Maybe you'd like to come to me for Shabbos to my house? Yeah, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, that would be very nice. So the dead man who is now alive, he's walking home and he's taking Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai to be by him the Shabbos guest. And all of a sudden they walk in his house. And of course, you know, you can imagine that the family is very surprised. Look who's here for Shabbos. Hey, look, he passed away already. Now he comes home for Shabbos. Look who came in the door. Hey, look who's here. And then Shimon bar Yochai came, and they had a beautiful Shabbos, and they made Kiddush, and they had a beautiful Suda, and they had a wonderful Shabbos. A long time ago, in Eretz Yisrael, there lived a very big tzaddik and his name was Rabbi Yehoshua. And everybody called him the light of Eretz Israel. Just like a light shines, he was shining with the light of the Torah. Because he was always teaching everybody so many things from the Torah. One night, Rabbi Yehoshua went to sleep and he had a dream. And he heard a voice in the dream. And it said, Rabbi Yehoshua, you are so lucky, Rabbi Yehoshua, because when you come to Gan Eden, you will get to be together with Nanas the butcher. You're so lucky. The reward you have for your Torah mitzvahs is the same like Nanas the butcher. Rabbi Yehoshua woke up from his sleep and he remembered his dream and he said, Oi, that's very strange. What a strange dream. My whole life I've learned Torah and done mitzvahs. I come to yeshiva early in the morning and I stay till late at night learning and davening, and I do mitzvahs all the time. And I have 80 Talmidim that I'm teaching Torah. And what is my reward? My reward is the same like a butcher. Nanas the butcher. A butcher is a man that after the sheikh checks the cow, the butcher chops up the meat into pieces. After the sheikh checks the chicken, the butcher takes the chicken and he chops it up into chicken pieces and he wraps it up and he sells it in the store. Very strange that I get to be next to Nanas the butcher. We'll be together in Gan Eden, in the same place. I wonder who is this Nanas the butcher. And that morning, Rabbi Yeshua's wife looked at him and he was so unhappy. He seemed very sad. How come you're so sad? Yehoshua, his wife said. Well, he didn't want to say, you know, maybe it's just a dream. Who knows if it's really a dream? But he wants to check it out. Maybe it really is a dream that he has to really find out about. He went to his yeshiva and he called to one of his Talmidim. Rebbe, are we going to learn now? No, today we're going to do something else. Let's go to find a man named Nanas the butcher. I want to meet him. Oh yeah? Fine. But who is Nanas the butcher? I don't know anything about him except I'm going to be together with him in Gan Eden. That's what my dream said. I want to meet him and find out who he is before I meet him in Gan Eden. After all, if I meet him in Gan Eden, I mean, that's it. I'd like to meet him in the world first. Well, Rabbi Yehoshua and his Talmid, and then another Talmid sees, oh, look, Rabbi Yehoshua is going together with one of the students in the class. I wonder where they're going. And somebody else says, hey, there's Rabbi Yehoshua with two of the Talmidim. I wonder where they're going. And then the other students say, look, I wonder where Rabbi's going with all the kids. And all of a sudden, 80 Talmidim are walking with Rabbi Yehoshua through the street. And they're going through the street. They're trying to find Nanas the butcher. They go into the town. Do you know Nanas the butcher? Oh? Nanas the butcher. I don't know Nanas the butcher. Maybe he doesn't live here. Okay, they walk through the roads, over the fields to another town. Does Nanas the butcher live in this town? Oh? Do you have a butcher in this town? Yes. What's his name? His name is Yankel. Not Nanas? No, not Nanas. Do you know anybody named Nanas the butcher? Don't know about it. Never heard of him. And they started going from town to town, village to village, place to place. Every place they go, is Nanas the butcher here? Who's that? I never heard of anybody named Nanas the Butcher. Is Nanas the Butcher here?
Huh? Nanas the Butcher? Oh, I don't know who that is.
finally they came to a town far, far away. And they asked the people, is Nanus the butcher in this town? Somebody says, yeah, sure. Everybody knows about Nanus the butcher. But what do you want Nanus the butcher with for? Especially all you people. You look like big Talmud and Chachamim. What do you want with somebody like Nanus? He's a very simple man. He's just a butcher. And Rabbi Yeshua said, I just want to meet him. That's all. I would like to meet him. And the people of the town, they went to Nanus' house and they said, Nanus, the great tzaddik Rabbi Yehoshua has come to this town. He wants to meet you. Nana starts laughing. Yeah, it's a good joke. Yeah, right. Rabbi Yehoshua came to this town to meet me, Nanus. Right. Okay, that's a nice joke. No, Nanus, it's true. Rabbi Yehoshua, the great tzaddik, has come and he wants to meet you. And Nanus saw the people were not making jokes. Nanus said, me? Well, why should Rabbi Yeshua, the great tzaddik, want to see me? I'm just a small person, a little person. That's all I am. I'm nothing. What am I? I'm not a big tzaddik. I'm not a big Talmud Chochem. No, yeah, you're joking. That's all. You're joking. The people went back to Rabbi Yeshua and they said, Nanus does not want to come to see you. See, it's not worth it that you should go speak to Nanus because he won't even come to see you. Instead, Rabbi Yeshua said, I myself will go to Nanus' house. And Rabbi Yeshua went to Nanus' house. All of a sudden, Nanus sees Rabbi Yeshua coming. Hey, it's really him. He's coming to my house. He bowed down to Rabbi Yeshua. Oh, why did you come to visit me? What is the great honor that I deserve that you should come to see me? You're such a big tzaddik and I'm just a little nanasal. Why do you come to me? And Rabbi Yeshua said, tell me, Nanus, when you're not busy working in the butcher store, what are you doing? And Nanus says, I have an old father and an old mother. They're very sick and they can't take care of themselves. Every day I go to their house, I help them get dressed, I feed them, I wash them, I shop, I do everything I can to help them. I clean the house, I do the dishes, I take care of my parents the best I can. Rabbi Yeshua stood up and he gave a big kush on Nanus' head and he said, Nanus, you have very special mitzvahs because you do the mitzvah of kibud av ve'em. And now I see why I will be together with you in Gan Eden, because the mitzvah of kibud av ve'em is so great, that's one of the biggest mitzvahs. And if you do it like that,